Yesterday, members of the Irish taxi industry before an Oireachtas committee on transport, and the taxi industry has become a wild west where predatory tech firms are trying to take control. That's the gist of what driver representatives told the Oireachtas Transport Committee. The fixed price offering rolled out by Uber late last year was a last leader intended to destroy a well-regulated system and could force drivers out of business. Make no mistake, the consumer will pay the price after the professional driver is no more, says Angus MacDonald of the Taxi Alliance of Ireland. He says the intention of tech firms was to make out like bandits at the expense of drivers presently and members of the public going forward. The NTA, which is responsibility for regulating the sector, was repeatedly criticised during the hearing. Representatives of drivers' organisations said the authority had, despite the experience in other international markets, failed to anticipate or respond to the technological developments now driving what they said was a crisis in the taxi industry. Drivers' groups said legislation from 15 years ago, which takes no account of the applications drivers now rely on for much of their work, needed to be upgraded urgently. The capping of the commission charges should be a priority. If I was put an extra euro onto my meter, I'd be pulled up by the regulators straight away for overcharging, said Alan Cooley, president of the Irish Taxi Drivers Association. But it seems to me there's no legislation at the moment to protect the drivers or passengers in this country from the price gouging of the tech companies. Several speakers suggested an NTA-run app integrating taxis into the wider transport network. It would benefit drivers and customers, especially in rural areas where shortages were so often acute. At the moment, it's just the Wild West. There are so many different stakeholders trying to make money out of the industry, but they won't invest anything in it. The customer's getting frustrated, the driver's getting frustrated, everyone's getting frustrated, but the NTA are not taking control of the situation. And different examples were cited of the lack of availability of wheelchair accessible taxis and other issues. A real example of an order for a wheelchair accessible taxi to take customer from Cabinteely in South Dublin to the city's airport. The tech platform, he said, it charged the customer 70 euro, of which 39 euro went to the driver with their share, including the M50 toll, and the rest went to the tech company who was running the app that the person ordered on. Terry Boyle of the Tralee Taxi Association addressed the Oireachtas Committee yesterday as well on taxi setup. He said it's not working for rural Ireland. And here's a little bit of what he had to say to the TDs and senators on the Oireachtas Committee.
My purpose this morning is not to restate every detail of our written submission, but to outline its core findings and concerns, particularly as they affect rural Ireland, public safety and the sustainability of the taxi industry. Ireland's taxi service is public interest transport infrastructure. In rural areas especially, taxis are not discretionary. They provide access to work, healthcare, education and safe travel at times when no other transport exists. That reality must remain central to policy decisions. Since deregulation in 2001, the National Licensing and Maximum Fare Framework overseen by the National Transport Authority has broadly worked. However, subsequent regulatory changes, notably the 10-year rule, the 10-year vehicle age limit and ban on licence transfers, have created serious unintended consequences. The 10-year rule is especially damaging in rural areas where replacement costs are high and vehicles remain roadworthy longer. Likewise, the ban on licence transfers has driven the industry into unregulated long-term leasing arrangements, creating legal, financial and tax risks that are entirely avoidable through a controlled transfer system. Rural taxi services operate on structure, not algorithms, phone bookings, regular customers and local rosters that guarantee early morning, late night and emergency cover. That structure is now being undermined. Multinational app platforms allow drivers to work only when it suits them, with no obligation to provide cover. The result is reduced rural availability, loss of unsocial hour services and drivers leaving rural counties to work in cities. It is telling that platforms such as Uber and Bolt have themselves warned of shortages during peak periods, an admission that this model is not fit for rural Ireland. A central concern in our submission is fixed and algorithmic pricing. Fixed fare models break the link between the regulated taxi meter and real journey conditions. Drivers carry all the risk of delays and congestions while platforms control the fare and take commission. For a full-time driver earning around 26,000 take-home, this represents a significant and unsustainable income reduction. We also raise serious concerns around GDPR and data use. Driver and passenger data is increasingly reused for algorithmic pricing, ranking and access to work. With little transparency, this creates an unfair system where platforms understand pricing and allocation logic, but drivers and consumers do not. Accessibility is another critical issue. Wheelchair accessible vehicles are essential public service asset, yet they are more expensive to operate and disadvantaged by algorithm-driven dispatch systems. The current wheelchair accessible vehicle grant scheme is over-subsidised and does not meet the demand. On workforce supply, we strongly support robust Garda vetting to protect public safety. However, the current PSV licensing and vetting process is slow and fragmented. Streamlining this process without weakening standards is essential to bring new drivers into the industry. Finally, many rural drivers support the development of a national taxi booking app operated by the NTA, building on the existing TFI pilot. This would restore public oversight, ensure fair transparency, protect data, support accessibility and integrate taxis properly with the wider public transport system. In summary, our submission asks the committee to consider targeted, practical reforms, reviewing fixed fare models, reforming licence governance, supporting rural services, strengthening accessibility, ensuring data transparency, streamlining vetting and exploring an NTA-run booking platform. Ireland's taxi industry can remain sustainable, accessible and safe, but only if regulation keeps pace with technology. Thank you, Chair and members, and I welcome your questions.
There you go. That's Terry Boyle, Chair of the Fleet Taxi Association, speaking for the Oireachtas Committee, talking about what's happening in rural Ireland and what needs to be upgraded and to be done by the NTA. If you have a view on that, your experience of trying to get a taxi at various stages of the day or night here in Kerry, we want to hear your story.